read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. To all our wise listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. Homo sapiens stands for wise man. Throughout the Quran, God invites us to use our ratiocination to acknowledge the truth and understand the holy message. We search for and accumulate knowledge and experience because that turns into wisdom, which is what we're actually seeking in order to find the right path to God. Interest in Islam spread as the Muslim Empire grew larger. It began influencing the minds and hearts of foreign intellectuals and the masses. Harsh days awaited the Muslims after the Islamic Empire, and Muslim migration ensued. As Muslims migrated throughout the world and as natives started converting to Islam, gradually sources were written to or translated in order to make the Islamic doctrine comprehensible from those away from Islamic countries or those new to the religion. Today we have a vast resource of Islamic content in dozens of languages. I have a book in my hands today that is a guide to where you can find Islamic knowledge, including courses, lectures, books, or whatever else. You might call it the Atlas of Shia Research and Researchers.
A whisper of peace, whisper of moving through the land. Allah will surely run to us, but do we understand? A word of hope, a call to every woman and man. Light until the end of time, ends this Islam. A whisper of peace, moving through the land. Allah will surely run to us, but do we understand? A word of hope, a call to every woman and man. Light until the end of time. Or is this just a waste of rhyme? What if we run out of time? Is this our Islam?
IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, welcomes you back to Bookshelf. I was saying that we are all avid wisdom seekers, but sometimes we don't know where to look. Today I want to introduce a book that lists academic centers, books, articles, theses, conferences, researchers, encyclopedias, and cultural centers on Shia. The book is 376 pages and includes addresses, contact information, email and web addresses, phone numbers, and general information. It was written by Ghulam Ihya Husseini and published by the Shiite Studies Institute in Qom, Iran. This center studies Shia evolution among various ethnicities, identifying various Shia groups, presenting Shia thought in a rational and comprehensible manner, among many other similar goals. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll take a peek inside.
7 barometric pressure.
I come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. Although Shiism has an age almost as long as Islam itself, but Shia academic studies is new. Departments and universities worldwide dedicated to studying Shiism academically is a recent development. Chapter 4 of the book that I want to introduce today, English Shia Research Centers and Shia Researchers, introduces some of the researchers in this field. So, for instance, let's take a look at what Miss Linda Clark has produced. So, some of the articles by Mrs. Linda Clark is Elegy on Hussein, Arabic and Persian, Sainthood, Faith and Unfaith in Pre-Occultation Shi'ism, A Study in Theology and Social History, Shia Construction of Taqlid, Preface to Volume 6 of the Al-Husayni Encyclopedia, The Rise and Fall of Esotericism in Shiite Islam. So, in this chapter, you can get to know various researchers who do nice work on Shi'ism. Chapter 5 categorizes theses completed before the Islamic Revolution, after the Islamic Revolution, and those that have been completed after September 11th. I think it's an interesting idea to compare these theses together. So let's take a look at what we can see here. So for instance, in 1999, theses were written on Ijtihad in 12er Shi'ism, the interpretation and application of Islamic law in the context of changing Muslim society, conceptual foundations of radical political actions in modern Iran, Hussein and Zainab, models for social and political movements in modern Iran, the Lebanese Shiite woman's worldview and felt needs, implications for evangelism, Ziyarat, gender, class, marginalization, and religious rituals in Shi'i Iran. So you can get an idea of what kind of thesis has been worked on around the world in different years. Shi'ism, like Islam itself, is not monolithic. It comprises of a huge variety of different people with different traditions and different ways of embodying their religious beliefs. Shia centers have been established across the world, keeping alive the traditions that they have inherited from their fathers in remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt. If you're going somewhere, take a look at chapter 9 of this book, which categorizes these centers based on countries and then subcategorizes them by city. So for instance, you can find the centers from South Africa, Argentina, Australia, Indonesia, England, the United States of America, Italy, the Bahamas, Pakistan, Portugal, Zimbabwe, Singapore, Sweden, Canada, South Korea, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mauritania, New Zealand, Hong Kong, and India. If you're going to any of those countries, you can find the Islamic centers of those countries. So for instance, in Canada, the Islamic Shia Ithna Ashari Jamaat of Edmonton has been introduced, the Society of British Columbia, the Shia Muslim Community of British Columbia, the Vancouver Muslim Community, the Organization for Young Shias, the Tayyiba Publishers and Distributors, Great Prophet Islamic Association, the Islamic Community of Ontario, the DTA or Dawah and Tabligh Association, the Islamic Humanitarian Service, the Islamic Shia Ithna Ashari Jamaat of Toronto, Islamic Shia Ithna Ashari Community of London, the Council of Islamic Guidance, the Center of Al Mahdi Islamic Center, Al Mahdi Youth Society, Islamic Shia Ithna Ashari Association of Ottawa, Ahlul Bayt Center Ottawa, Al Huda Lebanese Muslim Society, Islamic Museum Toronto, the Islamic City of Quebec, and the Shia Haidari International Association. And with that, you get the address, you get the phone number, find the person who is responsible in managing, find the name of the manager of the center, and if there's an email or a web address, it's also available there. This book also has a list of other books that have been published in regards to Shi'ism. For instance, in 2004, Between Carnival and Mourning, Muharram Rituals and the Emergence of the Early Modern Iranian Public Sphere in the Safavid Period. That's a book by Babak Rahimi from Florence, and he's written that book in the European University Institute in 2004. Catholics and Shia in Dialogue, Studies in Theology and Spirituality, a book by Anthony O'Mahony and Wilson Peter Buss from London. A book called Shi'ism by Heinz Halm in New York from Columbia University Press. The Future of Iraq, Dictatorship, Democracy or Division by Leon Anderson and Gareth Stansfield, New York, Palgrave Macmillan. The United States and Iraq's Shiite Clergy, Partners of Adversaries, Andrew Terrell, Strategic Studies Institute, and other books. I think it's a very nice source for gathering information on Shia written by others and how they see Islam. All right, if you missed our program, don't worry. We introduced the book English Shia Research Centers and Shia Researchers by Ghulam Ihya Hosseini and published by Jamaat al-Mustafa al-Alamiya. If you missed the program, download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذين يستمعون